Test that knowledge at the beginning of this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy Halloween, because it still is Halloween. I saw pumpkins all over the place in my neighborhood, beyond my neighborhood. People were very clever this time around. I don't know, there's something about letting your freak flag fly on Halloween. People come up with some pretty clever costumes. Might be a good release for some to be in character. Well, speaking of being in character, I bet you that there's a few characters in the White House that wish they could crawl in a hole and go away for at least a few days and escape the nightmare of what has become healthcare.gov. More and more information is trickling out about the problems with people enrolling and what's happened in the beginning of the rollout of the website. I think the craziest headline I saw on, might have been Fox or CNN, or I can't remember where I saw it today, but it just said in big letters, report, only 6 people enrolled in Obamacare on the first day. Yeah, that's pretty bad, though. This is the signature piece for this president. This is his legacy. I mean, how much did we hear about health care, and then the first day it blows up? And the thing that still, I think, is hard to get over the hump with, okay, so all these glitches, all this nonsense, is the fact that you and I are paying for those glitches. You know that, right? Yeah, I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican, I don't care what you call yourself, what letter you use, it doesn't matter. You are a taxpayer, and your money is paying for these constant snafus, shutting down the government. Well, thank you very much, that'll be $25 billion. Screwing up healthcare.gov's website, oh, that'll be millions. Untold millions. We don't even know yet at this point because they're working around the clock. And each and every day, the date we keep getting told that the whole thing's going to be fixed and fabulous gets pushed back. Now it's the end of November is what we're hearing. Yeah. Pretty bad, isn't it? The real nightmare, I think, is for the people who are upset about keeping their insurance and then realizing they can't keep their insurance. You know, we're busy. We're crazed. We have an attention span of 8 seconds, according to the BBC. So we're trying to get through. We're plowing through life, right? People are handing us platitudes all over the place. Poof! The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Put one foot in front of the other. Don't look behind. Don't worry about past misfortunes. And, oh, yeah, don't believe the president when he tells you your insurance is going to stay exactly as it is. Because he can't guarantee that. The insurance companies are the ones pulling the strings on this. So from the start, there was a problem. Because you can never guarantee that. You cannot control the insurance companies and the markets. But it was the push for the great health care law. So when people are at meetings and they're upset and they're worried, I just like my health care. I got my card in my pocket. It works. I have a copay. It's not very much. I feel good about it. I'm trying to do the wellness thing. Whatever. I got a big family. So I think the whole thing was jam it through. We'll fix it later. We'll pick apart what we don't like. We can debate it, but let's just get it through. So we're going to have to say a few things. We're going to have to change the message. So that assurance is coming back to bite people who their true scary thing this Halloween season is getting those cancellation notices, and they're coming in now. They're happening right now for people. So they're while they're just busy as beyond belief and not paying attention, now they're going to the mailbox and they're finding that they get a notice telling them that things have changed. And there's also some pretty jarring changes in employee-provided plans as well for a lot of people because, of course, it's changed. And the individual policies that have been canceled and then just telling you to shop around. Oh, well, first of all, it's not easy to shop around. And if you were going from the healthcare.gov website trying to shop around for plans, you'd still be on it weeks later. And that's the problem. I mean, remember the statement, and we've played it for you already on the show, but remember the statement, if you're one of the more than 250 million Americans who already have health insurance, you'll keep your health insurance. This law will only make it more secure and more affordable. Ooh, I don't think somebody that's has a deductible of $10,000 and a tripling premium is going to feel really good about that. And, you know, you knew it wasn't a convincing thing that he was saying because, you know, insurance rates and, you know, companies change and, you know, the ratio of the sick people change and all of that. I mean, some of the policies are going to disappear and it's right there in the law. Insurance has to meet the requirements of Obamacare. And if it falls short, it can't be sold except for from a grandfathering process that the insurance company said, well, we can't do that. We can't do it. It doesn't work. So we can't grandfather anyone in. So happy younger people who were happy enough to have bare bones coverage could be losing those plans and under the new law have to replace them. But see, they keep saying nobody's asking you to shift. We're not forcing you to shift except for the insurance companies that are dropping people. And they're saying, well, the law doesn't stop your employers from changing plans or carriers or from dropping coverage altogether. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if it's a large company, they could face a fine. And in some cases, they say it would be even cheaper for them to pay the fine than continue the coverage. And they really believe the Congressional Budget Office, which is supposedly nonpartisan, you know, they say that the number of workers getting employer-based coverage could drop by several million because companies are pulling back and pushing workers to the individual insurance option instead. So the massive overhaul that we didn't realize was happening is starting to become that nightmare for way too many Americans. Way too many Americans. I feel you. You may fall into this category. If you want to share, please do. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthcare.gov is a means to an end, and it is one of several means to an end. And what the president's focused on is the end.
All right, so what is the end? That's the scariest part of that. What does that mean? That's pretty vague. I think Jay Carney, more than anyone, has been squeezed so much he doesn't know what to say when he's asked in the daily briefing. Medicare paid millions, millions and millions and millions to some people you won't believe. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. You want to throw in your two cents on anything that we've been talking about or anything else? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to R.J. Reynolds, who is in Alabama. Hey, R.J., how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you something. You know, I've been hearing an awful lot of this government website called the healthcare.gov, but they're referring to it as the channels, if I'm not mistaken. They're referring to it as the channels, but why is the website doing so poorly, and why is it creating such a gaggle in the media that everyone has to log on there at some point?
Well, because what's happening is, you know this, RJ, so the individual health mandate, which now has been pushed back to March 31st, if you don't get health insurance now in this country, the gun is to your head. You have to get it or just get fined by the IRS if they find you. So people are now... we're rushing to try to find out, okay, what do I need to do? I don't have insurance, I'm healthy, or I can't afford it, or I have catastrophic. So they're rushing the website, and they put in their name, come up with a password, and then they can't get back in, and then it pumps them out. And it's, you know, they're trying to log in, trying to get in, trying to get, find out what are the plans and how much do they cost and what kind of coverage do they get. And they're having problems linking to that. And that's what's happening. It's kicking them out of it. If only six people could sign up for it on the first day, that's not a good thing.
Now, you have to forgive me. I am a freaking caveman. The plans, like, are they done through the state or are they government plans? Are they Medicaid sponsored? What are they?
No, they're plans like, let's say it's Blue Cross Blue Shield or a health exchange network. It depends on what state you live in. Like, for example, Texas doesn't offer, there is no state health exchange because remember the governor said, no, we don't want your stinking health exchanges. We're not going to develop one. We're not going to make one. So some states have it and you could go to the pool of people and that's where you would go through the state. It depends on if you're one of the states that offers it. And so if not, then people are looking to go to the federal site to go to approved programs where they would be covered. So, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield offers programs, the usual suspects, but the amount you'd have to pay for your premium and what you qualify for. So it depends on what you make. So once again, this is a problem because people are pumping in their personal information. So if you make a certain amount of money, then you don't qualify for the cheaper plans. You would qualify for something that costs more.
So, but now, what is the minimum coverage on these proposed plans?
Some of the minimum coverage, like if you're single or just getting for yourself, it depends also too. If you're in a more remote area, they're often more expensive than if you live in a bigger city. But let's say somebody who's not making a whole bunch of coin, you could get insurance for, you know, $100 a month. The average varies, but let's say it's $100 a month, but your deductible is maybe $8,000, and you've got that premium you have to pay every month. So that's what, over $1,200 a year it would cost you. It costs you $100 a month. And then there are some that are a little bit more than that. So it just depends. The real stickler for many people, RJ, and why you're hearing all the hoopla in the news is because of the fact that, one, some people have to pay higher premiums, and two, the coverage is, you know, if you're talking about an $8,000, $10,000 deductible, that's pretty expensive. So if you had to have emergency appendectomy surgery, let's say, I hope you never do, if you did and you had to stay overnight for two nights and they operate and all that, let's say it cost you, let's say the bill was $150,000. Well, you'd have to pay your up to your $8,000 deductible, and they would, then the rest or part of the rest should be covered by your insurance, but you still would have to pay some. So people misunderstood what affordable health care was, thinking it was going to be practically free, but it's not.
Okay.
I know. That's what your reaction is. It. If I said to you, you and I meet, we're watching a game on a bar, and we start at a bar, and we start talking about this healthcare thing, and geez, RJ, you got to get health insurance. I do, because otherwise we could pay an IRS fine. And we say, well, okay, it's affordable, right? And then we dig a little deeper, and it's not what we thought it was. It's not affordable, because if you're out of work or you're working part time here and there, $100 a month, $1,200 a year, and then a high deductible, it's, for some people, that doesn't work anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, now, what is the IRS penalty? I mean, what if it's cheaper?
Well,
I mean, is it better,
it is.
Better to go that way?
It is. If the IRS penalty, you're a single guy, it would be like $95 the first year. But then 10 years down the road, that's the idea. Every year it would increase and it would be cost you so much more. But they're trying to discourage people from that. But right now, today, it would be $95. It would cost you $95 if you're, thanks RJ, $95 if you're single, somewhere in there. And it changes with more people involved in the family and whatnot. So, of course, for most people it would be. And even these bigger companies, that's what's also upsetting people, because they're used to employer-based insurance. Hey, we offer you this, just sign up for it, boom, not 10 million questions. And then you have insurance and they take X amount out of your check. But some companies are saying, no, you can just, we'll give you the money, just go on the individual market, because now they don't have the headache of dealing with insurance. And it's cheaper for them to be fined if they were supposed to offer health insurance, because the fines are much cheaper than what the insurance would cost them. And this is happening. That's part of what's happening. And it's a hornet's nest. I think there's two things, on, in my opinion, honestly, that are hard for people to wrap their heads around when they're busy living life, trying to get through the day, trying to get people off to school, or just trying to work three or four jobs, or whatever people are doing, whatever is in your world. I think people struggle with understanding their health care coverage, and I think people struggle with understanding financial ramifications of things. Like, what does it mean, a 401k? How do I pick the stocks? Because you know how they just tell you, okay, here's open enrollment. Open enrollment's a bad word. Open enrollment program. So all you have to do for health care is just sign up. It's affordable. And what does that mean? And then it turns out, geez, it's not really affordable for my particular situation. And it's the same thing for financial. Oh, you work for a company, 401k. Well, we're not advising you financially. Just pick something. Pick a basket of stocks and or pick this or whatever. But you have to enroll, and then we'll examine it a year later. And that makes people uncomfortable because they don't understand the stock market. And that's what your 401k is rocking on, the stock market. You're at the craps table with the rest of us. But once you pick, you're in until the next enrollment period. And people don't understand why they lose money, or why so much of their money, if they have it in a money market, goes toward fees for that money market, where if you did it for 25, 30 years, the fees would be so high, seemingly small, but would add up and would give the person on the other end of that a lot of money, and you a lot less money. Stay with us. More to come. 855-266-5283. We're going to answer a big question next.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
People have seen the movie Psycho. Raise your hand. Yes, I have this special infrared contacts in my eyes as I can see across the nation and over the ponds in all directions. A lot of hands went up. Woo! I don't know. Going back into the vault and looking at some of the classic scary movies like Hitchcock's Psycho, you have to go back to 1960. I think Hitchcock did some pretty cool flicks, and, you know, I get the Psycho thing, but I didn't think Psycho was scary. I'll tell you a Hitchcock movie that I thought was scary. You want to be frightened, watch the movie The Birds, and there is just something freaky about The Birds. Tippi Hedren.
Birds, period, are just freaky.
They're freaky. So that's why. I think that's what it is. So the movie, the birds are killing people, and Tippi Hedren is this gorgeous blonde who's Melanie Griffith's mother, and she is young and plays this woman in the movie that is scared to death of the birds, where you can't, literally, you can't go out, they're trying to peck through the house, all these crazy things, people are dying, and I think it's what Nathan just said, peeps. I think he hit on something. One time when I was in Nebraska, Kearney, Nebraska was one of the first jobs I had out of school. The people are awesome in Kearney, Nebraska. Small town, salt of the earth, a lot of farmers, cool people, whatever. And so, boom, 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 I'm jogging. I was like in great shape then, you know, you're out of school. And I'm jogging, jog walking, whatever. And I'm not kidding you, twice on that route, that 5-mile route, two different birds try to dive bomb me. I tried to dive after me, and I thought, wow, this is freaky. This is like a scene from Hitchcock's The Birds. So to me, that is the scarier, I think the scarier movie of Hitchcock's. I mean, there's probably others that people would find much more frightening, but for me, personally, that's the one. All right, the question that you are all dying to know, besides what can I do about my coverage, my health care coverage, and I get it, because it's scary. It's scary because it's incomplete information. And that's what I said. It's the two things, financial and medical. Because people don't understand. I don't understand it. You get a booklet that is so thick, it's as thick as your newspaper, right? And when are you reading through that to understand what's covered, what's not covered? It's ridiculous. All right, so the other question that I've gotten now three emails on, one from Bubba, one from Drake, and one from Bob, listening to us in New York, is, yo, what was... Only one person said yo. What was the music that you just played? Play that music again that I said everyone would recognize it. Do you ever hear that music following you? Be very, very frightened, my friends. Yeah. Halloween. That's what that's from. It started in 1978. Jamie Lee Curtis, young actress at the time. That was her film debut. And it was the first installment in what became a very big franchise. And it was Halloween night, supposed to be Halloween night in 1963. A 6-year-old Michael Myers murdered his older sister by stabbing her with a kitchen knife. So then 15 years later, he escapes from a psychiatric hospital, returns home, and stalks teenagers. And, you know, he stalks his sister's teen, his sister and her teenage friends. And it's a scary movie, actually. What's interesting is how much Hollywood has changed. That movie was produced for the budget for that movie, $325,000, which is a song, right? $325,000 grossed $47 million at the box office, $70 million worldwide, and it's now up to like $240 million. It's become one of the most profitable ever independent films, and it's considered a slasher film. But I thought it was clever. There was other themes in it, and it was scary. You know, it was scary. To me, it was a scary movie. I saw it when I was probably way too young to see it, and maybe that's why it was also scary for me. But the music is great. Oh, gotta love that music. Like I said, you hear that music over your head, look out. And Jack chips in here, and he says that... you need to be in Australia in spring to midsummer with the magpies swooping. Oh, yeah. No, the magpies. I don't like that idea. It's like, you know, when you go to, you ever go to Costa Rica? And there's a place where you can go for a song, too. You go, if you ever get a chance to go to Costa Rica, go. In Costa Rica, you know, that it's like, I think of Fruit Loops, the Toucan Sam, you know, the macaws. They just fly. Boom. Right in front of your face. I mean, almost smashing into you because you run into a whole flock of them or something. And they're just flying around like the pretty parrots. And they're still not dive bombing you, though. When I say dive bombing, I mean dive bombing. I mean scary dive bombing. Like they're aiming for you. It's not an accident. Whoop, you got in the way of the bird. No, they're shooting for you. So why are the birds dive bombing you? Because they're hungry, because they are upset with people and they want to take a chunk out of you. I don't know, but I never believed that happened until it happened to me. All right, speaking of being dive bombed on, there are a lot of people that feel that that's what's happening. With us when it comes to the insurance thing. I mean, you just can't get off of it. I say that America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. And so what's the buzz in the backyard? Over Halloween? Sure, we're having fun with that. Football, obviously coming up this weekend for people who are sports fans. And all the nonsense and everything in between over wanting to get health care coverage, what's affordable, how do you pay the outrageous bills that you get when you have to have something done, and that's the scary part. And it should be. People should be able to have it affordable, and it's just mislabeled for sure because it's not for many people. Well, I said you'd be surprised to learn, perhaps, that Medicare paid millions of a special sort of patient money. You know what they paid millions for? Dead patients, illegal immigrants. $23 million for people who were dead in 2011. $29 million for drug benefits for illegal immigrants from 2009 to 2011. And this is a report that was just released from Health and Human Services Inspector General. It said that Medicare has safeguards to try to stop payments to dead patients, but they still ended up shelling out $23 million anyway. $23 million. And what they're trying to say is, it's broken and they're trying to fix the problem, and, you know, there's things that can be done, but it takes a while to fix it. And they say sometimes payrolls are wrong, or, problems are missing or incorrect or missing dates of death and whatnot. And dead doctors also were paid $20 million over a three-year period, $20 million. I mean, it's pretty worrisome, I think, because the reason it's pretty worrisome is because they had been warned about this problem. I think like 60 Minutes, Dateline, Name the Investigative Team, have done things on the fraud with payments. So this isn't shocking like we've never heard it before. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are trying to fix, this is the same agency that's trying to fix the broken Obamacare website. They say they know the problems and they're trying to fix them, but they knew about the problems years ago, 5-6 years ago. It takes us that long to solve problems. It takes us 3.5 years to put together a website that now is going to cost more money that doesn't work. It takes us over 5 years to fix the fraud that's so rampant when it comes to Medicare. I mean, how is that? I don't get it. I think they have to come up with better answers than, we're working on it. We're trying. They got to try a little harder when you're talking 5-6 years of massive fraud in your face. I mean, come on. Washington Times had a story on that. I thought, it's just another shoe dropping. Another shoe dropping that we can't afford, by the way. Because eventually it comes to that point, we're at that fork in the road. Which way are we taking? Are we going to the right or are we going to the left? Which way is it? Are we going to hire more people to fix a website that we can't seem to get correct in this country? Oh, man, oh, man. You will be pleased to know that the army of computer geniuses, engineers, and programmers that are going to help the administration fix the healthcare website are coming from Google, Red Hat, and Oracle. They're on their way from California, flying in on a big private plane to fix the problems, getting the most innovative people they could possibly find, because they desperately need to find out what the software errors are, the underlying problems. Kathleen Sebelius, oh my, if only you had done this a couple of years ago, maybe the rollout would have been smoother.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
That's scary stuff, isn't it? Man, there's a whole bunch of things that Nathan has rolled out for us that are just excellent. Remind you of maybe some of the creepier movies that you saw. I thought of another one that I saw in honor of Halloween that I would tell you about that you might have missed. Remember Damien? The Omen. The first Omen was scary. Yeah, The Omen was good. It was scary. I think right now if you turn off all the lights in your house and you watch The Omen, it'd be a little freaky for you. I believe that. I think you'd find it a little scary. Now, they made some others after it, and I don't know how scary those are, because my philosophy now is you can't... Two might be scary. You can't go beyond that. If you start to get too many, they're similar. They're similar. But all the good stuff's already been taken. All the scariness has been taken out of it, and it just gets junked up. It gets junked up. And I obviously like suspense mixed with the horror, which makes more sense to me. Like, Chainsaw Massacre, of course, is ridiculous. And Saw. The Saws were really popular, but just killing people shockingly to do it, show it on film, I don't know, that's not scary to me. I think it's more the suspense stuff. So the slasher flicks, other than Halloween, weren't scary to me. Probably the scariest thing is what somebody should have done. I don't know if anybody did this. What would have been a great Halloween costume would have been going as healthcare.gov. Now, I don't know, you might have some trouble putting it all together, but isn't that what it's all about? Trouble putting the costume together, trouble with the website. That would have been clever. That could have won a costume, probably award or two. I was somewhere where they had a costume contest, and there was people that had giant solo cups, and the giant solo cups... One, they must have taken giant trash cans or something and painted them. but they looked exactly like the, you know, the Solo cups, the red Solo plastic cups that you get. So I don't know. The healthcare.gov could have been clever to do something with that. But it's not funny when we get down to the reality of, well, wait a second, I don't understand about the fines. I don't know, what does it mean? How do I sign up for it? What about the state that I'm in? How do I know that I don't understand why I have to sign up or where I sign up or what does it mean? Well, it means that you have to look up the premium, you have to look at the deductibles, and then make the decision as to what direction to go in. The Obamacare website is supposed to be completely rolling and fixed and easy to search around and all that nonsense. November 30th. So, let's see what happens when November 30th comes and goes. Because every day it's just a plethora of blunders. Again and again and again and again and again. Whether it's the implementation agency paying dead people, illegals, millions and millions of dollars that are just thrown out the window, or it's people getting cancellation notices but really believing that nothing was going to happen. Nothing was going to happen to their health care, and they were going to have the same health care, and it was going to be affordable. Ha! It was not affordable for some of these people. It is not affordable. Rand Paul is on the war path, a senator from Kentucky, saying that the National Security Agency might have records on President Obama's phone calls. He sat down with Bloomberg, and he says, I wonder if they're tapping the president's phone. He has a cell phone, so you got to think about that. Paul says he was making the comment maybe off the cuff, but that the court orders authorizing the NSA surveillance as so expansive and without any kind of limit and non-specific that they apply to all cell phones. So Paul says conceivably the NSA could be spying on the president's phone. I would think it would be encrypted, right? I would think it would be encrypted. That makes sense to me. But who knows? If everybody's fair game, then he would be fair game, I suppose. So, having said that, then he'd be right in the thick of it. So you got broken promises, insurance, anger at an all-time high. I mean, high. Because of the frustrations. And it could be over not being able to enroll. It can be over insurance coverage that's going away. And the arguments as to, well, wait a second. That's not what I was told. That's not what was supposed to happen. And now you're telling me that I'm not going to get the same coverage? I don't understand. So that's people want those questions answered. That's why they go to healthcare.gov, because they want to know about the plans, but they also want to talk to somebody and they want to ask their own questions. They want to ask their own questions and have somebody be a mouthpiece for them. Don't want to see that happen. How do you lose $100 million? How do you say to someone, I lost $100 million? Well, I'll tell you how you say that. And this has been an interesting war of words. I said that coming up this weekend, of course, we have the NFL, and I know a lot of you will be watching because nail the score. The Packers and Chicago are taking each other on, and people like Izzy in Missouri said the Packers were going to win it 26-17, or Dan in Texas likes the Packers 31-28. Or perhaps Rick in Illinois, who likes the Packers 28-7. But there are a lot of sidebar stories that are interesting in the NFL. And quickly, I want to tell you about this one. Albert Haynesworth. Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, the coach of Washington, got a nasty note from Haynesworth saying that, or Shanahan, rather, had a pretty nasty critique for Haynesworth, who supposedly shot back through the mail by saying the former defensive lineman was a person who had a lack of passion, a lack of character, and was lazy. And he was responding to comments made by Haynesworth, who told Tennessee Sports Radio that Shanahan is conniving, self-centered, and will run quarterback RG3 into the ground. So, Haynesworth signed a $100 million free agent contract with the Redskins in 2009, but he and Shanahan clashed massively after he arrived in Washington a year later. So, Haynesworth became an NFL punchline when he needed 10 days to pass a conditioning test at the start of training camp and lost his starting job, which all of that was pretty strange. Except for that, if you think about it, you think about Haynesworth and some of the nutty things that he's done over his career. But wow, that much money on the line, $100 million. Oof. That's beyond crazy money. Oh, beyond crazy money. And all because of the war of words back and forth. Is he lazy? Has he just lost his touch? Has he lost his mind? What puts him in his own category and saying that RG3 will be run into the ground by Mike Shanahan? You think that's really true? I'm going to give Shanahan the benefit of the doubt. Along with all of you, do you have complaints about your healthcare coverage or confused by healthcare.gov? Get in line. It's long. Send it to us, americatonight.net.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.